right. Hello. Season 2, Young Valley Leaders here, episode 30. We have a special one here with Matt Cajun. Thank you for taking the time with us here today. And this is really our show together, as you're usually behind the camera. decided yes. to step up on the table on the mic here with me today.
For everyone listening, I told Lewis, you know, surprise me at any point in time. And well, here we are. Here's the surprise. And yeah, it was good laughs. James surprised
me. That's what this is about, though. It really is about, you know, some good laughs and good times with each other as we start to tell our stories. And part of it is being comfortable and just being vulnerable with each other, and laughing and having a good time is a big piece of that. So, and, you know, particularly for you and I mean, this is special. We go back to grade school, you know, our relationship back to, I don't know, sixth grade, seventh grade. Triborough soccer days.
at least, yeah. Middle school days, right?
Yeah.
From day one, really.
Yeah.
Playing soccer.
Our dads were soccer coaches together, and that's where we met. You graduated from Whitehall High School, and,
yep.
and I went to Allen, so
yep.
different paths in that way. But we're able to keep in touch over the years as kind of sports intermingled, and then I think you went down to Temple, right?
Went to Temple University, yep. Jeez.
And then you found your way back here to the Lehigh Valley.
I did.
And took over, or starting to work through some succession with the family business, and that's what you jumped in on after school. And that's in marketing and advertising, a field I'm in as well. And so we've crossed some paths similarly
yeah.
across the industry, and I think initially what brought us back together was an event through the Chamber of Commerce at the YPC. You were an active member there, and I think even on a board or a committee there for a while.
I was on the board for a few years. Now when I think about it, a handful of years ago, I think even before the whole COVID
yeah.
thing, that was me getting back into the community and, wetting my whistle in a way for engaging with the community, right? And especially with people my age, I had no public speaking skills whatsoever. And I think doing that, BNI, Business Networking International, did that for a little bit. Those public resources helped me in a way flourish, not only personally, but in business as well. Just straight talking to people, you know, you have to have conversations. So doing those things is fun and still do them. We did cornhole, the tournament 2 weeks ago or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I heard that was a great success. A colleague of mine is on the board now and said that it was a great turnout, and I had some additional sponsors this year, so that's always nice to see.
It was a good turnout. Fun. It's just fun.
Yeah, the YPC really is a great resource that pulls people from all different industries, all different types of businesses. We've had a couple others on the show here that have been part of that organization. So obviously making a big impact and helping people at the early stages of their career find some footing and also allow them an avenue to really open up and meet new people. But it start to run through some, soft skills that, are really important, not just in business, but in life as we're going out there and meeting people and making connections.
Yeah, connections is huge. A lot of opportunity, just simply handing out business cards goes a long way and shaking hands. And look, you and I, we played soccer at an early age together. But, if it wasn't, I think you came in on a board meeting once and we hadn't seen each other in years, way after
I probably didn't
college.
Recognize you. I was like, the beard threw me off.
Yeah, I grew the beard.
The beard and no
college,
hair.
Yeah.
Before your hair was up here before.
Well, you guys should have texted me before this. I would have buzzed my head a little bit more for video. Thanks. But if it wasn't for that, then I probably wouldn't be doing this. If it wasn't for the chamber, I wouldn't. We probably wouldn't be talking.
Yeah, man, I want to dive into that a little bit more because when you talk about connecting with people, the medium and avenue that has been really tried and true and a treasure for you is through video and other creative means. But I know video really is like the core of what you just really love, whether it's in your business or doing other things. Starting back in the middle school days, making skate videos
yes.
and going out and making snowboard videos. I think you're still making snowboard videos now as you're snowboarding with some of your friends, or at least maybe not as frequently, but here and there.
I wish it was as frequently, but right up until a couple of years ago, you could find us almost every weekend at Blue Mountain. hitting the slopes.
So I want to know a little bit more about that. You know, when we think about digital media and certainly video being such prevalent ways that we as a society consume media and consume really any type of content these days, a lot of that is video in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So I'd love to learn about like what first grappled you on to videography and how has that really evolved over your life to now, you know, working in it on a professional standpoint, but also still maintaining that hobbyist level in other facets of the craft.
You know, a lot of people, when they think of their hobbies, they don't want to turn it into a business because they might lose that magic, right? When we met and played soccer back in middle school time frame, that's probably, I mean, all of us, you, skate videos, BMX, biking, whatever. Sure. You know, at that age, we were trying to record and film anything and everything.
That's a totally different type of video camera setup than we have today, of course.
Oh, you're yeah, especially 15, with 20, what's...
25 years ago.
It's crazy. That my first SD card was 3 megabytes, 32 meg, you know, whatever.
That's like the size of a picture now.
I could fill a terabyte in a day now, you yeah. know? So, you know, it's crazy. But going from a hobby of action sports... then being introduced to programs such as like Adobe Photoshop. My dad showed me Photoshop at a young age and essentially made things disappear from a photo. So that clicked. It's like, okay, it's one thing to take a photo. It's one thing to take a video, but you can manipulate it.
Sure.
And then you can sell it, make money, help other people, shoot weddings, shoot interviews, film podcasts. And now with social media, it's just the dynamic is changing. You know, people are just pumping out video. That's just where the algorithms are going. You know, that's just where we gravitate to when we're sitting at home and, you know, we're bored and we're just surfing the web, going through social media. I think that's just the battle nowadays is staying in front of people on a constant, regular basis yeah. to sell your business, your product.
Sure. It captures people's attention.
Capture attention. But it's fun. Knock on wood, it's something different every single day for me. So it hasn't gotten boring yet. So
I got to imagine, you know, with things how digital media continues to evolve and the use of AI is across every industry. I got to imagine there's implications or ways that it's being used specifically within video.
Absolutely.
I don't know if have you adopted any of those types of practices or tools or maybe it's more in the dissemination side that happens, like, or is that kind of still to come but not necessarily grabbed on yet?
I was just telling James, we produced our first 2D animation using AI, and it was about a minute and a half in length. And, you know, we're at the forefront of AI when it comes to coming up with mock-ups, storyboarding.
Sure.
You can literally create anything with AI now, but to piece it all together is maybe a whole nother story at this point. So how we tackle it is build your individual assets and then use your editing skills. Maybe go shoot something that you need. I'll call it manually by hand and then piece it all together for your final product. So yeah, we just got done this past week putting something together and came out pretty well. I'm excited to see how it goes and create more and for our customer to, you know, take it and run with it. So
very cool. So you know, now you're, you know, taking a leading role in LA advertising's business, but take it back a little bit, 10, 15, maybe even 20, 25 years ago, the passion for video is starting, it's budding. What would you tell younger Matt at this point, knowing what you know now, whether it's business, whether it's video related? Like, did you kind of always know you wanted to go into videography as your trade, or was it always like a hobby thing that then you went through college and you're like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing this? Like, what was that journey, and is there anything that you'd look back on and be like, hey, kid, you should know this?
That's a deep question, and maybe I'll have an answer for you, but I'll start off by saying, thankfully, it was a hobby. Like I mentioned, a lot of people don't want to turn their hobbies into a full-time job, sure. Right? But I had an opportunity, as you mentioned, I went to Temple University, and I went there specifically for film production. So I had my hands in from day one. I was all in on editing. I loved editing. I found a lot of people didn't like to edit. A lot of people love to be on set and shoot, do lighting. And I loved the technicality behind it all. So I found myself being the lead editor for a lot of short films and a couple of full-length feature films too. And if it wasn't for Philadelphia alone, having the city at my disposal, you know, it just makes it that much easier too.
Just so many moving things happening at all point. We're talking about B-roll or slicing things together. You're able to kind of capture moments that help
put things together.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Just resources and friends and, gotcha. And family was close to help out. But if I had to tell myself back then anything, just do things sooner, right? And that could be anything, I know. But whatever's on your mind now, do it. Because get those experiences in, because you can change how you do things. You could always change how you do things. No one's going to remember your first project. No one's going to remember the social media post that you just made and posted, right?
Sure.
Keep evolving. Keep trying things. Try different microphones. Try different cameras. Try different computers. Build a computer. Like, do all those things, because you're going to find your own flow. And you're going to be able to sell that, essentially. You know, people are going to go, oh, I like what you're doing. Let's work together.
Sure.
And then it's just easier to just to have fun, too.
Yeah, so. I think it's important to know, you said it's easier to sell that. A qualifying note to that is it might not necessarily be selling it for money. Like, when you're selling something, you're selling an idea, you're just like, selling the concept, like, this is the direction we should go.
And yes.
Maybe isn't necessarily monetizing that specific thing, but really a lot of negotiations or conversations or projects, you're selling yourself, you're selling an idea to be able to push that through to be able to do it, that the idea that you have. It's not necessarily selling it for, like, a monetary value, although it can be.
Yeah.
I think that's a good delineation to, you know, have people be aware of.
At LA Advertising, we're in a handful of industries, from podiatry to precast concrete to DNA testing through AI to shooting industrial water pumps and plumbing, for example. But you're exactly right. I could go from customer to customer, project to project, and say, hey, this is what we're doing on the other side of the table. Why don't you guys do it? Let's implement it here, because I can see how it's going to work out. So, yeah, there's ideas across the board, and to have the ability and, you know, the trust with others to say, yeah, let's do it, let's implement it, is a sigh of relief, because, again, it's something new and different all the time, and it's just... it's cool. I would hate to be doing the same thing every single day.
I hear you, brother. I definitely hear you on that. And we're going to jump a little bit more back into that here, but we're going to take a quick break. I'm Lewis Holzman here with Matt Cajun, Young Valley Leaders, and we'll talk to you soon.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
And we are back. I'm here with Matt Cajun, Young Valley Leaders, where the movers and shakers of our community making it happen for themselves are sitting here around this table talking to me about their story. In Matt's case, it's videography. It's coming back to the Lehigh Valley after being in the big city of Philadelphia and finding a career here, but continuing to find his passion of videography flourish in other ways outside of just in business. And a big part of that is because of the flourishing community that we do have here as in the Lehigh Valley. So, you know, Matt, I think you're in Bethlehem, right?
I'm in Bethlehem now.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So in Bethlehem here, what is community to you? Like, why did you choose to come back to the Lehigh Valley? And frankly, even Bethlehem at that. You know, originally from Whitehall, I believe your parents have since moved up to the Poconos. So you could have really went anywhere, but you chose to come back here and call Bethlehem home. Like, why is that?
Could have gone anywhere, yes. Did I see myself moving to Bethlehem at a young age? I don't know. Maybe I could say the same thing about going to Temple University as well, right? Jeez. Music Fest.
Yeah.
I'm a big Music Fest
coming
fan.
Up.
But community-wise, in reality, it's just with our relationships with work. And I hate to keep talking about work, but we are like a family. To be local and to work with local people, local businesses is fantastic. As soon as I moved in, my neighbors are amazing. I couldn't imagine being in a different area. You know, everybody's kind and friendly. The food's amazing. There's always something to do. It's easy for me to go see friends in Philly, in Jersey, in New York. It checks off all the boxes for me.
Nice.
The Lehigh Valley is growing. There's easy access to places like Easton, Macungie to do things. I love being outside. So
tons of outdoor activities here.
The running trails, being on the Delaware, floating down the Lehigh.
Are you still running?
I'm still running.
Nice.
I'm biking. Yeah, so you could catch me on the DNL at, you know, any given weekend. Being out there and enjoying it.
So I was going to ask, like, what do you do for fun in the Valley? Any best-kept secrets or hidden gems or things like that? But you mentioned Music Fest, the DNL Trail. Anything else that you want to call out or places that you frequent?
Maybe hidden gems.
Sure.
When it comes to running.
Okay.
I've logged probably thousands of miles on the Ironton Rail Trail.
Oh, wow.
You know, we call it the Lollipop. It goes out to Portland Street, North Whitehall, I suppose.
Yep.
It's quiet. You can bike, run, go for walks.
I just need history back there too.
Yeah,
like of the area.
Yep, the cement and all of that, and the mining
quarrying.
That's where I grew up. You know, it was. That's just what we did. Going for runs, it was easy to get outside. Fortunately, again, going back to skateboarding and all that stuff. You know, I put a lot of that on a high pedestal when it comes to training for running.
Huh. Interesting.
For, you know, considering it like a leg workout in a way.
Leg and cardio even.
Yeah. And, you know, the Lehigh Valley just has tons of skate parks. So, again, it's just super easy to really get into anything.
You still skate at all?
Here and there. Snowboarding is a little easier using gravity.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's, yeah, that's my hidden gem is getting over there, getting away from the city and just being out in nature, getting out on the river, floating. Just love being in the sun.
So, I mean, that might tie into this a little bit, but when you think about healthy habits or routines or any self-care that helps you keep kind of the balance or composure between all the activities in your life, the business, the family, but then make sure you have time for, you know, the more recreational leisure activities. Are there any practices or anything that you do that you find particularly helpful?
Exercising, I like to tell a lot of people, just exert yourself. Just you have to spend your energy after whatever you're working on, right? I'm behind the computer most of the day, so I get antsy. You have to go on a run. If you don't spend energy, you're not going to be able to clear your mind. You're not going to be able to stretch. You're not going to be limber. You know, if you're sitting around all day, a lot of what is your stress, it's going to build up, not only mentally, but physically too.
Sure.
In yourself. And you just have to shake it out. Wake up early, get any kind of workout in, do anything.
Yeah.
Just get your mind off of whatever you're doing. I don't have any hidden secrets for...
Secret. And frankly, it's not. I think some of it is just doing it. It's the consistency behind doing all those things.
Yeah, you mentioned. Consistency. Yeah.
That's like the secret, if you will. It's the hardest thing to do is be consistent with anything in life.
It is. We're all busy. There's always something to do. My weekends are booked from here throughout the summer, so it's tough. It's like, you have to force yourself to take time for yourself and do the things that you like to do. And it could be anything.
So you mentioned your book through the summer. Any projects or travel coming up that you're excited about and care to share?
Oh, good question. I have a wedding in Spain.
That's pretty cool.
Just after summer, so that'll be the furthest I've ever flown. So looking forward to that.
Nice.
But
where,
summer.
Do you know where in Spain?
I'm gonna get it wrong, so I'm not even gonna say.
It's in Spain.
It's across seas. So that'll be cool. That's gonna be fun. Summer wise, no. Standard. Hit the beach a few times. I just want to be outside. Just installed a fence.
Nice.
So trying
you do it
to
yourself.
No. We had.
I know you to be a little bit of a DIY kind of guy, so
I love doing things. Yes, yeah. I think the fence. What worried me the whole this whole time was just keeping it straight.
Yeah,
and the team did really well, but just keeping up with yard work and whatnot. I as goofy as that sounds, I look forward to it. Just keeping things
it's
look
cathartic
good.
In a way.
Yeah, and then just hanging out with friends. I'm trying to float a few times on the Delaware. Super popular thing to do.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to do that in a couple of summers, but hopefully we get some time to relax.
Hopefully you get out there, but also hopefully we get some environmental cleanup action here going on, because I just saw on the news, I think it was yesterday morning, that there was elevated PFAS levels that were found in the Delaware River.
Interesting. Okay.
So, not even just for floating in the Delaware, but just for general. Anything living active in the Delaware is not great. So, shout out to our local environmental people that are testing the river. Find that, number one. And number two, what's up with the remediation, folks?
Interesting. I think that's our surrounding environment. We should just continually keep that top of mind. We have all these talks of data centers and whatnot. I'm not following it that closely, but
Sure. Based
off of what I see personally on social media, it's all over the place, right? So for being outside and for all of us enjoying the Lehigh Valley, and we have the two rivers right here, fingers crossed, looking forward to keeping the Lehigh Valley green, keeping the Lehigh Valley beautiful as it's been forever, as you and I have known it to be as we grew up here. So
it's a delicate balance, right? Because even 30 years before we were born, people would say that what you just said, keep it green, keep it beautiful.
Yeah.
Then they would look at these past 30 years and how condensed and consolidated things have gone. So slowly over time with development, there is expansion as humans take over, green space. But I think the core value for not just our residents and our community, but also our constituents that represent us, is keeping that quality of life in the green space and the areas that should be designated for recreation or just straight up for wildlife. And places like the Wildlands Conservancy do a great job of stuff like that.
There's a ton of places to take advantage of, and just would love to see our community continue to take advantage of it. That's all.
Yeah.
The outdoor spaces that we have, there's some nice parts around the valley. It's awesome. I think that's what makes it so attractive.
The development is interesting because we have, it's not just housing is one thing for sure, but it changes the landscape. But the commercial and industrial development is really what changes landscapes, not just because of the physical building, but because of the output of the usage of whatever's happening there. And that goes back into the environment. Or the input, like you mentioned, data centers, just rise of electricity costs that happens to your communities.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
Interested to see. I know I'm not super tied into it all, but I do know that Allentown has one proposed on Emmaus Avenue in South Allentown. And this month, they have, city council and environment protection agency that's associated with the city. I forget what the exact term is. They're going through those approval processes now, and the Southside Allentown residents are pushing back hard.
Sure.
So it's really interesting to see how, again, that blend of A, you want the tax revenue in for the city, you want the commerce, and also we all want the conveniences of using AI and using our phones and having internet all the time and increasingly all the digital connectivity that most of us enjoy. We want those things, but not in our backyard. not in my backyard. So figuring out how to, you know, cut that up appropriately is, I think, our biggest challenge as we move forward.
I'm sure it'll be a healthy balance. I don't think anything's going to happen, but it'll be fun. It'll be good. You and I, we're not going anywhere for a little bit.
I like the optimism. So when you think about whether it's in business or even just in your day-to-day and how you carry yourself, any, you know, core values or like principles or, you know, things that you live and work by that you attribute your success to?
Oh, geez. It's probably just dedication for what you love, right? You got to find something that you like to do. Don't let go. Mm. Because then nobody can take that away from you, right? Just get addicted to it. Find something that you like to do and go all in. You should be thinking about it all the time. You talk about, you know, work-life balance. But, you know, if it's a hobby, just keep doing it. No one can say anything bad about it because you're constantly going to be, like you were saying at the beginning, what can you do to change things as you progress? But I probably attribute all of that to my running, my distance career.
Interesting. You had quite a career back in the day, from what I remember.
Ran a lot. Yeah. Had a lot of time to think and probably too much time to just relax and get my mind off of things. And, of course, running, it's very meditative, right? Yeah. So you tend to space out and you're just getting your miles in. Which is nice. You're not constantly thinking, but you know that you have to keep breathing. You got to stay on pace. So maybe it's because of that rhythm is what helps me day to day on small projects, large projects, just day to day tasks, right? We'll get it done. You know, do your best, move on.
Do your best and move on. Yeah. And that's really all we can ask for out of people in this life. And we are getting close to time here, but before we move on, I got two things. One, how can people find you or follow you or get in touch if you'd like? And then two, any advice, final comments, or words of strength or encouragement for our upcoming leaders listening in?
Yeah, you can reach me. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm barely on Facebook, so don't try there. But Instagram, LinkedIn, laadvertising.com. Keep your head up. You know, one step at a time and just keep pushing. Again, I can't emphasize enough, just keep doing what you like to do. No one can take that away from you. It's okay to say no, right? Take some time for yourself. That's super
important.
It's
actually critical to say no sometimes.
Yeah, it's really easy to take a lot of things on. But, you know, the more you do, the better you are at getting things done, juggling. It just comes down to that and how you like to work. It's easy for me to say, you know, try to find yourself, right? I don't think I've found myself yet in anything that I'm doing, but something's working. You know, we're having fun. Everything's going well. And, you know, I get to sit here every month with you guys and listen. It's amazing to hear everybody's stories that's on this show, on your show. It's funny. There's always one thing that I connect with these people and with our guests. And I don't know. I hope our listeners pick up on that too and they find something and just run with it. That's all.
I think they will. And I'm honored to have you doing this show together with me, man. So thank you so much.
Because
without you being here alongside of me, this show would not come to life on screen. People being able to see and tune in to the video aspect that, like we said earlier, is consumed far more than really any other medium of content at this point in our lives. So thank you for taking the time, the effort to be here with me. I also want to thank James, Seamus, WDIY for giving us the time and space to be able to bring these stories to life. And again, Matt, thank you so much for getting behind the camera but then coming in front of it and sharing your story here with us today. I'm sure others took some nuggets out of it. I know I certainly did. Even though we've known each other for a long time, I got something new here that I'm excited to take with me. So that about does it here for episode 30. And you can find the show airing monthly on the second Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Initially on WDIY.org and 88.1 FM, but then streaming on wherever you stream your podcast or your streaming music, social media, YouTube, all of it on WDIY's channels. I'm Lewis Holzman, here with Matt Cajun, Young Valley Leaders. Until next month.